Late last week, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's lawyers released a report exonerating him of responsibility in the recent scandals. Christie held a news conference and then left for a weekend in Las Vegas, leaving his supporters and opponents to discuss the implications on the Sunday news shows. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to pick apart a weekend full of Christie news. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Sirius.
So, you know, a few days have now passed since Christie released his internal investigation into the scandals he faces. How's the political world digesting the report's exoneration of Christie?
There's growing skepticism that this was a complete impartial investigation. Randy Mastro, Christie's lawyer, went on one of the Sunday shows this week and literally quoted a few good men saying skeptics can't handle the truth. But the fact is that the top five witnesses into the matter refused to be interviewed. And Mastro says he interviewed 70 people, but we don't know who those people are or what information they provided. So in terms of how Mastro came to his conclusion that Christie is innocent, we just know what Mastro wanted us to know. And to that end, Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who is leading the Democrats' investigation into the scandal, told WNYC this weekend that he is going to subpoena all of the documents that Mastro obtained as part of the investigation. And Senator Loretta Weinberg, who is partnering with Wisniewski, said on Meet the Press this weekend that she wants Christie himself to testify under oath. And that's really the only way she'll ultimately be satisfied.
Now, much of the Mastro report focused on accusations that Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer made about the Christie administration. Zimmer said that various Christie officials demanded that she approve a development project or they would withhold Hoboken's Sandy Aid. And this was also a topic of the Sunday news shows.
That's right. Christie's lawyer, Mastro, concluded in his report that Zimmer was lying. But one part of Mastro's case seemed to fall apart a bit this weekend when a Democratic mayor appeared on MSNBC. The Mastro report says that Mayor Matt Daugherty of Belmar was at a public event with Zimmer and another Christie official, Community Affairs Commissioner Rich Constable, when Zimmer says Constable delivered one of these threats from Christie. And the Mastro report says that Daugherty heard the whole conversation and he didn't hear Constable tell Zimmer that our Sandy Aid was tied to approving the development. So he was siding with Christie's version of things. But under pretty intense questioning from MSNBC's Steve Kornacki yesterday, Daugherty's story seemed to fall apart a bit. He admitted that he really didn't hear the whole conversation, which means it's plausible that this threat really could have been made.
Now, Governor Christie spent the weekend in Las Vegas speaking to the Republican Jewish Coalition. How'd that go for him?
It went both great and terribly. The good news was that for him was that he got three standing ovations and a better reception than some of the other potential 2016 Republican candidates. He was, in one moment, it was pretty striking. He was asked why he had appointed a Muslim judge to Superior Court in New Jersey, and he delivered a nearly five-minute passionate story about how this judge, Sohail Muhammad, he is as much of an American as anybody else, how he had come to this country as an immigrant, fell in love with the American justice system, and if anyone on the internet says that Mohammed wants to bring Sharia law into New Jersey, then that is, quote, crap. I thought it was a remarkable moment to speak truth to some people who may not want to hear it. But in another part of the speech, he was talking about how he had an incredible trip to Israel and flew over the, quote, unquote, occupied territories. And for some Jews, this is a no-no because it implies that Israel is occupying land that is rightfully theirs. And in certain audiences, this term, occupied territories, wouldn't be a problem, but at the Republican Jewish Coalition, it drew audible murmurs, and we now know that Christie afterwards had to apologize to Sheldon Adelson, who's perhaps the biggest Republican donor in the country and a staunch Israel supporter. The event was held at the Venetian, which Adelson's company operates. So this was a faux pas, and apparently Adelson accepted Christie's apology.
So do we know whether Christie will win the Sheldon primary, as it's called, and getting loads of Adelson cash for a presidential run?
Nope, not yet. I think we have some time to before we figure that out.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Thurs.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for WNYC.